With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
No longer preparing. We are not setting it up. We are live. Mr. Gracie, what's up?
Howdy.
Howdy. Show 7D.
That's right, and it's 6 short days till the fucking world becomes sane again.
Yeah, baby.
Jesus Christ.
Are you...
Oh, here's a $770 for all you lovely people in L.A. The fucking president. Oh, my God. He just sits there and says it with a straight face and then acts like, what? What do you mean?
Wait, I didn't hear this. Is that he wants to give $770?
That's what he's giving to each person, $770. And yeah. Another $500 million to Ukraine to the Biden laundromat over there. But yeah, $770 to the people of LA.
Wow. And that's, I think, 170 more than he gave to the people in Hawaii.
I think he gave them 750. So $20.
Oh, okay.
It's a little more affluent there in Palisades, you know. So they got to give an extra $20.
Wow. I can't believe that why even let us know that if it's so little?
Oh, he has to make some kind of press conference, but it's so ridiculously, it just baffles the mind how they can sit there with straight faces and make that fucking announcement like it's serious. I mean, it's just crazy. It's wild. I've been following the White House on Facebook.
Yeah.
And the shit that they're writing about him on the way out, it's just blatant fucking propaganda and lies. Like, he's achieved this. He's done this. He had a secure border from the moment he came into office. This is what they're writing. I'm like, and the comments are just fucking tearing it up. Like, really? Great gaslighting here, people.
I wonder if he's ever going to be called out on, like, what a horrible president he is. Like, I get, like, maybe now they don't want to since it's their guy and he's in.
Yeah. History will fucking call him out.
I hope so, dude.
And Kamala's flying around to like 3 different destinations around the world here in the last week to tout his achievements.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Bahrain. She's going to Bahrain and somewhere else, like 2 other places, Singapore. I'm like, get the fuck, like, shut up. Just go away.
You're right. Just
retire yourself. Go away. Stop fucking gaslighting everyone. No one cares. They know you're lying. Just stop.
Settle off into the sunset like a good fucking Momo does. Like, you know, you don't get a swan dance. What is it? Swan song or something where you're going?
Swan song, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, bow out and fucking never be seen from again. Do what you did as a VP. Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. The only thing you did was certify the election. Thank you.
Thank you for that.
Thank you for doing that. Otherwise, shut up.
Exactly.
And then you have obviously the mayor of LA. She's a complete incompetent fool.
No.
Newsom is proving to be a complete incompetent fool. But it's funny how they will not take responsibility for anything. It's always someone else's fault with all these people. Newsom's like, we started an independent, investigation. It's like, well, don't you know? He's like, well, that's why we did the independent investigation. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's going to be it. And now, also Newsom and I think Pocahontas, what's her name? The senator from Massachusetts. They both put up, Elizabeth Warren. They both put up websites for donations to the fire victims.
Yeah.
But both the websites are run through Act Blue, which is a Democrat fundraising organization. So Act Blue, when you donate to the fires, you're giving to Act Blue to help elect more of these fucking fools.
Oh. So
it's not just pure. It's not like you're giving it to the fire. And of course, they say 100% of the proceeds go to fire victims, but that's bullshit because 4% goes to Act Blue.
Well, what exactly are proceeds? What exactly are proceeds? Like, is that the profit? Like, because
That's what's left over after expenses. Yeah.
Right. So if you're paying everybody an exorbitant amount of money, or you're donating to campaigns, because that's all not part of the proceeds, then, mm-hmm. you know, your proceeds could technically be 5% of what you brought in.
Of course. Yeah. That's how that's how the Clinton Foundation worked. That's how this homeless industrial complex works. $24 billion in this state that's lost. No one can account for. But you know where it went? It went into all these fucking CEOs of all these fucking homeless helping corporations or companies, whatever the fuck you want to call them. And it just disappears. And they can't account for $24 billion in this state. They are giving $2 billion for illegals' health care. They slashed the fire budget by $100 million. They slashed, and that's in the state level. In the city level, they slashed $17.6 million from the firefighting budget. They have 100 some pieces of apparatus sitting in a boneyard in LA with that all need maintenance, and there's no mechanics to maintain them.
Jeez.
I mean, the ineptness is fucking crazy. And all they're doing is saying, oh, this is climate change. Okay, well, let's say it is climate change. What are you doing to prepare for climate change other than banning gas fucking, you know, trying to ban gasoline vehicles and trying to ban, natural gas heaters. They're trying to ban natural gas water heaters now.
Wow.
And so this is my point. Like, okay, so, well, great. There's climate change. Okay. How are you mitigating the fire, you know, the fire danger? Reservoirs that are empty, no water in them, and fucking, you know, in Palisades, the reservoir there was empty.
Right. Well, just with your climate change thing, Chad, supposedly, we're at a time where the earth is like cooler than it's been as far as like cyclical time. And if you look like, of course, the earth is always fluctuating in
absolutely as far hugely
as temperature yes. goes. Yep. But like now a debate is, are we doing that much to actually change the climate, or are we just kind of a little blip on this map? Like, it seems that, you know, in the grand scheme of things, we're really not doing that much. I'm not saying we're not polluting the earth and the air quality right. isn't as good as it should be, that like we have a real you know, contributing factor to that. But as far as actually changing the temperature and stuff, I'm not sure that we're that involved in it.
There are lots of independent climate scientists to say, just, you know, the climate changes, the earth has its own cycles. We have very little, if anything, to do with it. Okay. Yeah. So no matter how much you try to mitigate CO2, which by the way is plant food. And I've said this before, the atmosphere right now is 0.04% of carbon dioxide. If it goes down to 0.02, all plant life dies on the planet. If it goes up a little bit, you get greener areas in all the world. They pump CO2 into greenhouses to make plants grow bigger and produce more flowers and more fruit. So they've made this gas of life into this demon, and they're trying to do all this stupid shit that's just costs everyone money and makes everything inconvenient with no regard to what it really does to us economically. And it's just, it's all about control and money. It's all it is.
Yep.
It's just, and something for the fucking Democrats to, you know, to virtue signal on and say, oh, look, we're helping the environment. It's like, no, you're just fucking inconveniencing everybody, making things more expensive, and it's not doing shit. You can't control the weather. Sorry. I mean, well,
maybe, but
not on a mass scale of saving the planet. Like the planet will take care of itself.
You might be able
you're
to
gonna do shit about it.
Maybe able to produce a little rain here, but just I'm going to put this up real quick just so the audience out there knows. Jason Klingman put, Chad Gracie, how can I get on? This is not a show for y'all to get on. I do every now and again put up a little comment and stuff if you guys are commenting on the show, but this is not that show. That show is the Instagram only show, which will be happening this week, probably in a day or so. Mr. Gracie and I will let you folks know for sure.
I went to high school with Jason.
Ah, so that's what it is.
Yeah.
What up, Jason?
What's up, Jason?
Something cool here, Chad. We'll get back to our fun stuff and how the world sucks, but I wanted to show...
Well, the world doesn't suck. Democrats suck.
People suck.
Megyn Kelly.
Did you see that, Chad?
That's fucking hilarious. Yeah, see, I saw this on
just
Instagram.
So the audience knows. So this is fucking AI art that I made, but the idea behind
so
it
great.
is that it's Girl Fieri. It's Chris Farley playing Guy Fieri, but the trans version. So Girl Fieri. And this is, so I got AI to make this, but Chad, imagine this skit, dude, on SNL where Chris Farley is doing a fucking trans Guy Fieri.
Right.
It would be epic, dude.
That would be fucking epic. Absolutely.
Well, how crazy is that? Like that it got that close to what I really wanted it to do.
That is wild, dude. So fucking you nuts. Just inputted what you want in this and it came up with this? You
said it took a while, yes. I don't have, I should have saved like all the ones, the iterations beforehand and like what it took to get here. But yeah, I should have done that. But yeah, it takes a while. So you got to like just prompt it. And then once it comes up, yeah, I like this, but can you do that? And blah, 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 blah. There's
I mean, you're just, it's, AI is amazing, but it's just rudimentary right now. It's, we're just at the beginnings of it before it actually becomes Skynet and kills us all. But hey, that's okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, because you have to put in a lot, you have to input a lot of information to get what you want out of it.
Right.
But, you know, it's getting better and better. I don't know if that's worse and worse. Who knows?
Right.
Depending on how you think. But I think one day you'll just be like, make this and boom, it'll come up with it. You know, write this, boom.
100%. Well, like, imagine this, Chad. You have AI hooked up to a 3D printer and you just say, hey, fucking 3D print me a house, 3D print me a car. Like, you know, once it gets to that level, you could really have it fucking do anything, especially if you're 3D printing shit, you know, right, like,
but then we got to figure out what to do with everyone's jobs.
Well, 3D print me a Chad Gracie that I could have in my bedroom, and then it's over, dude. Then
some ladies would want that.
That's right. Hook you up to a drum set and a fucking dildo, and you got yourself a real...
this AI me doing a private drums, you know, performance for them in their room. They love it.
Yeah. Bobby wants to show us an app, but Bobby, let's save that a little bit later for Bobby's world, because I got some fun stuff for here, and I'm not bogarting the show, but I got some stuff to make us laugh here. Oh,
let's actually get into it. Let's do it.
So, Chad, this isn't to make us laugh. This is to make us think, dude. Was Tupac gay? So that's one question.
Oh, I've gone down this rabbit hole, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
And have you ever seen him act effeminate? And to me, those answers were no. Tupac was manly. Fucking never saw him be effeminate. Blah, blah, blah.
I saw a couple of videos of him being very effeminate.
You did. So
before he was famous.
And yes.
This is just something I saw on Instagram many years ago, like probably this year or last year, but I don't know where it was. I couldn't go find it, but.
You son of a bitch. You saw this and you didn't show me it first? Wow.
I didn't even think about it.
Shame, shame.
But it's like him before he's famous, and I don't know if he's in a studio or what.
Yep.
But yeah, it's very, very effeminate.
Well, let's bring it up and watch a little bit of this together with the audience, and we'll all take it in.
Okay.
This is grand, dude. Can you see that?
Oh, this is what I saw. This is yes. What I found it. You have it. Okay.
Yep. Now tell me if you can hear it, Chad.
Your age and where you go to school.
Are you rolling again? Okay.
Okay. My name is Tupac Shakur, and I.
Wait, you said you couldn't see it?
I can see it now. I can hear it. Yeah, we're good.
But when I full screened it, you couldn't. Is that what it was? Let me see.
I guess I don't know.
All right, fuck it. I'll just leave it like that.
Doing.
Fuck it. I'll just do it like that then. No biggie. Okay. Check this out, folks.
Tampa Pi High School, and I'm 17 years old.
Okay. Do you like being 17?
And it's like 17 is such a weird age. It's such a in the middle age. You're not 18 yet, and you're older than 16. So. But I like it. It's nice. It's like a learning stage for me.
Do you wish you could be 18 and when you get some more rights?
Well, 18 will bring lots of responsibilities that I don't want, but it'll bring respect that I feel like that's the only way I can get it. You know, I try to be as mature as I can be and demand it wherever I can get it. But 18 is like you're an adult. You like today when I had to sign the release form, I felt so bad because I couldn't sign it myself. I had to go and get my mother's and all that. But
all right. So just real quick here, I'm going to go back to that. But so just dude to dude, Chad, if you're hanging around this person giving this interview, you might be not on the defensive, but like you're not giving out signaling signs that you're flirting at all. You know what I'm saying? Like you're because. He seems very effeminate. I've never seen Tupac act like this or talk like this and this is, I think, just the beginning of it. I think he gets a lot more like, hey, and he starts getting like, lisp and stuff.
He does. Yeah. Is it on that video? Cause there's another video that I saw where he's acting like that. And by the way, I don't care if he was gay.
No,
it's a shame that he had to hide it. If he was,
right.
It turns out Diddy's fucking, you know, gayer than the day is long.
Yeah.
Raping people. But right. Great, yeah. You know?
Well, that's kind of the point I was kind of getting to with this. Like, so granted, this is a way different time, you know, like people don't even know that Elton John is gay. I think at this point, like he's not out of the closet when this video is being shot.
Well, back then. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But think about it, if Tupac actually was gay and was able to come out back then, like what that would have done for the gay community on both, like from the spectrum of black and white. I mean, especially black people, but gay people in general, like what that could have done.
But there, I mean, that, especially that culture, the rap culture, that was not.
No.
I don't think.
Right. Do you think that he would have been, if he came out, like they might have shot him before he even fucking got shot originally?
Yeah. And that's, like I said, that's the shame of that time that he couldn't be himself.
Right.
And, you know, be gay.
But let's watch a little more, though, because I'm getting turned on here.
Watch a little. Fucking hilarious.
Sorry. We'll just watch a little bit more. And then I got some really.
Femboy.
Femboy. And I got some other fun stuff for us. So
18 is, it's just society's way of saying that you're ready. When you get out there, the responsibility is staggering. And I'm ready. I'm going to be a little more ready than someone who's grown up in Disney World, you know, with Santa Claus is coming.
Chad, have you ever touched your face like that?
No.
Did you miss it? Where did you see it?
So my mother had a really bad childhood, and my father had a bad childhood, and I had a bad childhood, but I love my childhood. Even though it was bad, I love it. I feel like it's taught me so much, and I feel like nothing can faze me. You know, nothing in this world, nothing can surprise me. It might set me back, but only momentarily, only to spring back. But don't get the wrong idea. I feel like I'm being gloomy. I don't mean just be like, damn it, it's bad out there. But I mean, when the good things come in.
Hey, it's me too.
What's this interview for, by the way? Do you know what it's from? Like, why are they interviewing him?
So I think like the little, I think it's just something to do with school. Like, I think it's just he's at school and fucking somebody's interviewing. I don't really know. But
okay.
I'm just shocked, man. I love it. I love a gay Tupac. I just wasn't ready for it. You know?
It's a lot different than his rap persona, that's for sure.
Yeah, man. But yeah, it's just food for thought. Like, I just wonder. That would be, and that would explain why he didn't date Jada Pinkett Smith, why they were just really good friends. Right? Because
there you go.
Like, I'm starting to put fucking 3 and 2 together, bro. And I'm getting like 95 here now because like now that's starting to click. I'm like, there's no way he didn't fuck Jada Pinkett. And she swears and he swore back in the day that they were just really good friends. That would explain why.
I think a lot of things are going to start connecting when these lists come out. The Diddy list and the Epstein list. Oh, my God. A lot of shit's going to connect. And you're going to go. Oh, that star. I mean, we know basically who's POS is, but you're going to go, oh, that star's a POS and that one's a fucking POS and that politician's a POS and that person's a POS. You're going to find out.
Yeah.
You're going to fuck around. You're going to find out.
Fuck around and find out.
There's going to be indoctrinated dumbasses. They're still going to be, no, they're not going to believe it.
Mama Gracie, hi. Had to throw her
Hello,
up.
Hello, Mama. Mama's on.
Yeah, you see, I got to throw that comment up.
Yes.
Every now and again, I'll do that, folks. But again, this show
watching. She's watching the Hegseth hearing. She asked me this morning if I was watching. I was like, no, I don't want to watch it because I don't want to see the Demtards ask ridiculous questions of him. They just ask the fucking most shitty, shameful questions. They have no shame.
What hearing is this?
Hegseth, his confirmation hearing. Pete Hegseth for
the second. Oh, duh, the guy from Fox or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was like, no, I don't want to watch it because the Demtards are just going to ask the most ridiculous, shameless questions.
Yeah, like why were you accused of rape and then nothing came about it? Why?
Maybe because I'm innocent, motherfucker. Like, right. Yeah, that's the stupid kind of questions they ask. It's like,
yeah, yeah.
And if you probed into any one of those fucking pieces of shit lives, you'd find fucking shit that you don't even want to know about. I guarantee you. None of those people. Most people. None of those people are fucking, you know, angels.
Yeah. Duh. I mean, you know.
On the Republican side, too, for that matter.
Right. Right.
I'll call it out.
Yeah. Because we do that here. We say shit, but we also back it up and can say it happens on both sides. We're not just fucking, you know, we're calling out shit here.
I put up this anonymous video, you know, that guy with a mask, and his statement was, intelligent people will change their opinion based on new facts. Indoctrinated people will never change their opinion, no matter what facts are presented to them.
Boom.
Sound like someone, you know?
Sound like a lot of people, actually.
Yeah. Exactly.
Speaking of how we play both sides of the aisle and we're not just blah, 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 blah. I got the funniest video for us to watch, dude. And we got like 7 minutes of laughing. So be prepared, dude.
Sweet.
Be prepared. Audience, this is for you, but this is more for me as well. This is just so good.
Oh, yeah. If you're a single mother with two children, which is the toughest job in America, as far as I'm concerned, and you're working hard to put food on your family, those who think that they can say we're only going to have stimulus.
So, yeah. So, Chad, I'm going to play this just because he's a Republican. So now we're going to talk some shit on Republicans.
George Bush is like an idiot, dude. He's a fucking idiot.
The best idiot.
Fool me once. Shame on you. Fool me twice. Shame on what the hell.
You can't get fooled again.
Package, but let's forget tax relief. Underestimate. Just making sure you're paying attention.
At least he's funny how humorous about it.
Yes.
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully. The responses have got to end in order for us to get the groundwork to discuss a framework for peace to lay the. All right.
Gotta go.
We're not at war.
Yeah, later.
With Muslims.
Uh-oh.
We don't have a beef with Muslims. We want to be friends with Muslims and Muslim children. We're fighting evil people. It's important for the boys and girls of Thurgood Marshall to know. That we're fighting evil with good. And one way to fight evil with good
is
you can help by writing letters to boys and girls your age.
Okay.
And so in my speech to the nation,
whatever
you want to call it. I asked Americans to give 4,000 hours over the rest of your life of service to America. That's what I asked. I said 4,000 hours.
Dude, I like how when he's talking stupid, he's saying it like everybody else is stupid. He's like, you're all fucking retarded, aren't 4, you?
4,000 hours of your life here, buddy.
Yeah. And the look on his face is like, come on, people, don't you get what the fuck I'm saying? Even though they don't make sense.
Oh, to be fair, you could do this with Trump too. Some of the shit he says is fucking hilarious and stupid.
Yeah.
But you know, it's whatever, you know, it is what it is.
I don't know if you get this good though.
Well,
this is good. Somebody's got to make one for Trump though, because this is like a fucking 8 minute. Just you're crying here.
Does it have the fool me once, fool me twice thing?
I hope so, dude.
It's got to be in there.
So. Let's go.
There's an old saying here it is. In Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee. That says fool me once, shame on. Shame on you. fool me again.
But Chad, you said he's like, fool me, can't get fooled again. Like, you know, like you guys know what I'm saying. Yo, he's the best. Here we go.
Even resourceful. And so were we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people. And neither do we.
Neither do we.
We never stop thinking of ways of harming our people. That's a dude.
Neither do we. I mean, he was a rhino puppet. It's just, you know, call it like it is.
Oh, fucking, yeah.
You know, it's just the, or neocon, more like a neocon puppet. I mean, right. Cheney was running the fucking country at that point.
Yeah. Big old great. Dick. Big old Dick Cheney, bro. Uh-huh. That's
what and then the fucking Democrats rejoiced when he endorsed and Liz Cheney endorsed Kamala. I was like, what the fuck? What kind of crazy upside down bullshit world do we live in that you people are celebrating that Dick Cheney has just endorsed your candidate? I mean,
yeah.
Hello.
Nuts, dude, in what world would that be okay?
Upside down world that the Demtards have made?
Even so, even in that world, it's not okay. You know, like that should have been your fucking telltale sign. Oh, wait, we're thanking that Dick Cheney is endorsing us. Something wrong here.
Exactly. Holy fucking hilarious.
Shit. All right, let's get a little bit more.
They're teaching their children right from wrong, and the message oftentimes gets undermined by the popular culture. You bet there's things the government can do. We can work with the entertainment industry to provide family hour.
Operation Mockingbird.
And have filters on internets where public money internets. Is spent.
Worldwide interwebs.
Rumors on the internets that we're going to have a draft. We're not going to have a draft, damn period.
It. We got an issue in America.
Uh-oh.
Too many good docs are getting out of business.
This is funny.
Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across.
What, dude?
Those OBGYNs can't practice their love with all the women.
Yeah, man. They can't lube up their gloves and finger them damn ladies. What the fuck? The world is coming to an end. These veterinarians cannot put on gloves and put their hands in the buttholes of the animals. Something is wrong, people.
This country.
The good news is, and it's hard for some to see it now, that out of this chaos is going to come a fantastic Gulf Coast like it was before. Out of the rubbles of Trent Lott's house, this guy lost his entire house, there's going to be a fantastic house. Again, I want to thank you all for, and Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
Brownie.
God bless America.
Uh-oh.
Thank you, Rowan. You're awesome, please.
What was wrong with that? What was wrong
with that?
Thank you, Your Holiness. Is that not, are you not supposed to call him Your Holiness?
I don't know. God probably broke some huge protocol that no one knows about.
Right. Like you're not even supposed to touch the Pope or some shit.
People in Louisiana must know that all across our country, there's a lot of prayer. Prayer for those whose lives have been turned upside down. And I'm one of them.
Okay.
That didn't work out.
No. Yo, but he's such a baller, bro. Nothing embarrasses him. Nothing. He just like, let's go.
Didn't give a fuck. He's like, whatever. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. You can't stumble him, bro.
And one of the things that
he's like, this fucking basketball not inflated enough. What the fuck, man?
Blop.
Yeah.
Google is to pull up maps. These are big achievements for this country, and the people of Bulgaria ought to be proud of the achievements that they have achieved. Another problem is proliferation. There are areas we can work together. And he
kind of sounds like Kamala here.
100, dude. I don't know. There was one where he was talking about a sovereign nation and like they were trying to get him like to define what sovereign was. And he was like defining sovereign with the word sovereign.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
That was
fucking. That's like, what is a woman? That's what the left does now.
Well, yeah. Or when they ask Kamala to fucking talk about inflation, she doesn't even know the definition of inflation. That's hysterical, too.
We dodged the bullet.
Like, these are funny because, you know, it's in the past and whatever. Like, her shit was not funny. Like, you can't define inflation and inflation is ruining the country as you're running it, bitch. What?
Uh-huh.
Like, at least this guy was fucking fooling us with weapons of mass destruction and get us into wars that we shouldn't have been in, you know? Like,
maybe a few years down the line when, you know, there's not the existential threat of her being president, we can laugh at some of the dumb shit she said. Root, it's fucking hilarious. Her word salad is just like, are you fucking seriously saying this?
Right. But even though, like, if you look at her, like, her eyes are black, dude. It looks like demon eyes. Like, I don't get that from George W. Bush, even though he might have technically been more evil than her, getting us into all the shit he did. She just looks like there's a demon behind those eyes, bro. In every fucking speech, I'm like, those are cold demon eyes.
Mm-hmm. Scary. All right.
A little bit more. You hanging in with this? You want to see some more?
Fuck yeah. No, it's fucking funny, man.
There we go.
Someone said about the shoe dodging when he dodged the shoes.
Oh, sure, that was the that. Dude. Yeah. And he did it so quick, bro. He was like, and then he got back reflex up. Yeah, bro. That was like the closest thing to the President Trump fight moment that ever existed before. You know, like George Bush and the shoe. And then the first one, of course, is President Trump with the fight after he got shot. But like, that's it. Like, that's the close second is Bush with the shoe. And then, of course, the number one is Trump. But that's how far off the coolest thing a president has ever done is. Mm-hmm. You know, Trump's got the almost gotten shot, hand up fight. And then the second coolest is this guy dodged a shoe. All right, let's go.
I have an idea. Why don't we jointly use a radar in Azerbaijan to help deal with a potential threat?
Governor, thank you very much. I am here to make an announcement that this Thursday, ticket counters and airplanes will fly out of Ronald Reagan Airport. But here's a dreamer. Man had an idea. He didn't like the way the cotton shirts that he wore absorbed, his bodily fluids when he exercised. So he came up with a better product. Last night, Jeb and I
sweat
some crabs.
Yeah. The bodily fluids.
With, like, members of the 1972 Miami Dolphins, Dan Marino and his really dynamic wife, TV star.
Dan Marino in 1970. Oh, my God.
It's just
Dan Marino and his really dynamic wife. You know he wanted to say something else, like in those fucking big old double D's on her.
I met an onion grower today at the airport when I arrived.
An onion grower.
And he said, you got to help me find people that'll pull onions, pluck them, or whatever you do with them, you know?
Just seems like I was here yesterday.
Oh, I think I was.
I was. I think tide turning, as I remember, I was raised in the desert, but tides kind of turn. It's easy to see a tide turn. Did I say those words?
Uh-oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. I couldn't imagine somebody like Osama bin Laden understanding the joy of Hanukkah. People say, how can I help on this war against terror? How can I fight evil? You can do so by mentoring a child.
Uh-oh.
By going into a shut-in's house and say, I love you.
A shut-in.
This society of ours is going to change one heart, one soul, one conscience at a time, because thousands of our fellow citizens are loving a neighbor just like they'd like to be loved themselves. Most of the jobs in America are created by the small business sector, and our entrepreneurs are doing well. We got the best workforce in America, in the world.
Yeah.
It was not always a given that the United States and America would have a close relationship. After all, 60 years we were at war.
Wait a second. It was that the United States and America would have
a close relationship.
I didn't realize they were two different people, dude.
They were talking about Central America. I don't know who fucking knows.
Right. Probably North and South America. I didn't realize that the United States and America would be one. I didn't realize that New and Jersey would become New Jersey.
Tough times. Here in America, but this country's gone through tough times before.
Yeah,
And we're going to do it again.
Thanks,
this is an extraordinary
year. We're going to go through tough times again.
In the first month of a new year, there will be an election in the Palestinian territory, and there will be an election in Iraq.
Woo.
Who could have possibly envisioned an election in Iraq at this point?
An erection. Oh, that's hysterical, dude. Who would have ever thought that Iraq would become fully erect? He was saluting me like a soldier under that tent. Good old erection in a whatever. Where Chad go? Wait a second. Did I lose my... My man, Chad, where you at, buddy? Yeah, we lost Chad. Don't worry, folks. Hopefully he comes back on. I'm going to bring Bobby on for now. But Chad, you're no longer with us. Bobby, what do you think of these fucking Bushes?
Bush was a clown, man. He really was.
Hey there. Yeah, I lost connection. Did you guys lose connection or just my end?
Just you.
What the fuck?
All right, bye.
I got gigabit internet over here. I don't know what the hell's going on.
God damn it, dude.
It's fucking California. It's commies out here. They're fucking monitoring me. They're like, nope, you're off. You said too many things about Karen Bass.
Or it's George W. Bush's fucking people, Colin Powell, coming after you. How dare you play that? I think we only have a couple seconds left, so might as well do that real quick and we'll get back to our show, Shad. What do you think?
Cool.
All right. Don't go anywhere again.
I'll try not to. It was involuntary.
Okay. Different aspects of our relationship.
A very quick follow-up. So
thank you all very much.
Oh, I remember this.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. This is like a Biden moment right here.
Right. I was trying to escape.
Yeah, you were.
That was Biden before Biden right there.
Thank you all.
Right.
Thank you, sir.
They're going again and again. Yo, the only
wrong way.
Right. The only difference is, though, Chad, is Biden would have still been standing at that door. You know what I'm saying? Like, Bush recovered quick, but Biden would have been like, what do I do? I guess I'll take a nap.
Obama would have had to come out and fucking hold his hand to get him off the stage.
Yeah. Right. Dude, that was fucking amazing.
I think more and more is going to come out about how fucking crazy the White House was with him being completely mentally not there. I think we're gonna get more and more of that shit coming out, like just the shit that went on.
What, like from the staff or something? Like,
oh yeah. Yeah,
because they're being silent now because they didn't want to lose their job, but right. Once they're out, they're gonna be like, fuck this.
I mean, it's hopefully someone does a tell all, like just day to day what it was like with him in office. I mean, like I think I said on one of the earlier shows, he had 9 cabinet meetings his whole presidency. 9. And Jill ran them, apparently.
Right.
Because he was unable to focus for more than like an hour, maybe. And then he would just fucking fall off and you couldn't ask him questions. He was just done. It's like, great. Who ran the country?
Don't ask serious questions like that, Chad, because.
I know. That's a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, man. I mean, just there's times where he fucking is locked up. He's fallen. Like, you would really be concerned about if that was a family member. Like, I've heard people say this, but you'd be concerned that, like, they're abusing him.
I said that when he was on the campaign trail. I'm like, why is Jill, who is supposedly his loving wife, letting him do this? He is obviously, you know, mentally impaired. It's just a shame. It's like elder abuse, the whole fucking thing. But they wanted a puppet. Obama wanted the puppet he can control. And there's an interview with Obama saying, if I could have a third term, if I could have someone stand in for me and I could just be in the background, I could have a third term. He says this in a fucking interview. What the hell was Biden? Because Biden was constantly like, well, they won't let me say that, or they won't let me take questions, or they won't. It's like, who's they, Biden? Who's they, Joe? Who's in control?
Right. Yeah.
A conspiracy theory. Oh, okay, got it.
Yeah. Well, they're gonna get mad at me for answering that question. Who?
Exactly.
Yeah. It's creepy, dude.
What's up with that conversation that Obama and Trump were having at the Jimmy Carter funeral?
That Biden and Trump?
No, Trump and Obama were sitting next to each other at the Jimmy Carter funeral.
Really?
You didn't see the video of this?
No.
They're fucking laughing. Obama's laughing. They're talking about something. They've had people try to lip read. It just, it doesn't, the lip reading doesn't really make sense. I don't know what the fuck they were talking about, but it's very interesting.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, before they were political adversaries, I mean, Trump had donated to Obama's campaign and stuff. Like, they were friendly until that one White House correspondence dinner where Obama said, well, the one thing I got, Trump, that you'll never be is president.
President. Oh, yeah. Fucking and great.
Trump was like, really?
Eat your words twice, motherfucker. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Can you imagine, though, that's what pushed Trump over the edge to become?
I was just going
to
say, there's probably no one more responsible for Trump becoming president than Obama fucking calling him out. He was like, okay, got it. Here we go.
Yeah. And then I think the next most important person for Trump being elected is Biden. He was wearing a fucking MAGA hat on fucking election day voting, bro. Like, a red MAGA hat. Like, what?
Well, I think it was this week. Biden was speaking somewhere and he said, I could have beat Trump if they would let me run. I could have beat Trump. And then he said, Kamala could have beat Trump too. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
So
like, one, your polls were tanking like crazy after the debate. And right. Two, Kamala didn't win. Hello.
Right. Hello. So I could have, if I stayed in the race, and Kamala could have, if you stayed in the race.
If all the dead voters showed up, that, you know, the 81 million people, that's 15 million people above the normal amount of people that show up for Democrats, about 65, 68 million in Obama's elections, in Biden's election, 81 million people showed up. And then in her election, about 65 million people showed up. Where'd all those people go? Where'd they come from?
I could have won this election if we did exactly what we did in the 2020 election, but they wouldn't let us this time. Kamala could have won if we did what we did in that 2020 election too. All you had to do was steal the election, Chad.
Yep. God damn it.
Come on. The fuck?
So easy.
Chad, here's a question. I don't know if you're comfortable answering, but I've been getting it a lot. Do you remember your first sexual experience?
Yes.
How old were you?
16.
16. Now,
this is my first girlfriend, too.
First. So this is the first time we got laid.
Yes.
All right, dude.
I got really close when I was 15. We, Chad Taylor and I.
Whoa, you guys did? You guys?
No. We were inseparable back then. We went to these twins' house, right? And we were trying to hook up with them. And we went, and then one night they called my house, both of them called my house. And it was back, you know, when you had the rotary dial phones in the 80s. And I'm on the phone, and my mom is secretly on the phone. I was going to sneak out and go get laid.
Oh, shit.
And Lana busted me. You still there, Mom?
Yeah, Mom.
It's going to be twins, Mom. Twins.
So you had two phones in the house. She was on the other one.
Mom was watching this.
That's hysterical. But is that what it was, Chad? So it was like the two phones in the house. Mom was on the one line and you didn't know.
Of course. She picked up and I didn't know. Yeah.
Wow. And busted you. Waited.
I had to be 16 because I had a car. So I was 16, but it was before my first girlfriend.
So wait, you could drive at 16 in PA?
Yeah.
Really? We were only able to get our learner's permit.
Oh, yes. No. I turned 16. I almost wrecked pulling out of the state police barracks where I took my driver's test.
Dude. Well, here's the deal. I want to get back to that, but you just made me think, like, you want your license so bad at that age.
Oh, yeah.
You don't realize you are so fucking young to have that fucking responsibility, bro.
Yeah, I mean, my son is turning 16 next year, and he's all game, and I'm just like, oh, my God. He's taking driving lessons, and I'll give him some driving lessons, but it's still
freaky.
Young. Yeah, it's freaky.
Dude, and, like, to teach somebody how to drive, I mean, so, like, me and my brother kind of picked it up. We had dirt bikes, go-karts, and shit like that, so we kind of had the mechanics down. My little sister didn't, and, you know, she was going to get her test and whatnot. And my parents were like scared to teach her how to drive because every time they got into the car with her, she was like fucking nuts and nervous and fucking freaky.
Yeah. So that's the worst kind of person you might have on the road.
Yeah.
What's up? Brian Reinhold says Newberry Street crew. I grew up with him on Newberry Street.
What up there, Brian? So I had like lived, you know, away at this part, you know, like my parents were in South Jersey with my brother and sister, and I was living in North Jersey, working in North Jersey. And I had just like bought like a new car, and you know, my sister has to go for her test soon. So my mother's like, you know, my sister asked me like, can you teach me how to drive? And I'm like, yeah, sure. No problem. My mom's like, I don't know, dude, it's a brand new car. She's pretty fucking scary. And I'm like, no big deal. No big deal. So we're leaving this park and whatnot. So I'm like, all right, let me let her drive. She had her learner's permit, but not the license. So she could drive with a licensed driver. So we get in the car. I'm walking her through, like reversing out of the spot, pulling it, like coming to a stop sign, making it right. Yo, this chick was so scary to be with, bro. Taking turns at fucking 35 miles an hour. Like, I'm like, yo, you got to fucking brake before you do this. Like,
right.
It was like teaching somebody how to like do a language that never spoke before. And holy you're in shit. A fucking car that could kill you. So I was like,
right.
This is freaky, bro. I'm like, how do you actually teach somebody how to drive that doesn't know how to drive?
Yeah.
And then I realized, well, like,
yeah. He's going to be taking a driver's ed.
Yeah.
Soon.
Yeah.
Somebody I forgot else. To say it's in California, it's 16. If you have other people you have anybody under, I think 18 in the car, you have to have an adult with you until you're 17, I believe. So he can drive by himself at 16, but if he has anybody else under 18 in the car, an adult has to be in the car.
Okay. So it's kind of like, so Jersey 16, you get your learner's permit. You need somebody to have a license for 3 years or more in order to drive. So you have to have a licensed driver in the car. They have to have the license for 3 years. Once right. you get 17, you get your provisional driver's license, which is like what you said in California. You could drive by yourself or with people up until sundown. Once it's sundown, and they have to be 18 or older, but once it's sundown, you can't have anybody in the car and you can't drive past like 11 p.m. At 18, then you have your full license and blah 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 blah.
I think California should, every state should institute that. That makes sense.
Yeah. As a kid, you're like, fuck that, dude, I want it. But like, as I'm looking back as an adult, I'm like, that is a lot of responsibility, and you're really not all there at that age.
No, exactly.
It's scary, you know. Like,
but they can change your gender, so it's cool. No problem.
Right. Yeah. At 13, I could fucking be a guy that wants to become a girl. I could do it, but I can't fucking drive. Yeah,
got it. Can't get a tattoo or do anything else, but I can change my gender and do permanent things to my body that I can never reverse and never have a child or.
Yeah. So if you can't.
An orgasm, but it's cool.
Yeah, no biggie, bro. If you can't go to war, you shouldn't be able to cut off your genitalia. Just my thing.
Exactly. Exactly. So 16, another thing of the left. Oh my God.
Now, did you stay with this chick after? Was it, were you dating for a while afterwards, or was it like you got it off? I'm out.
Oh no, she was my first love.
Ooh.
So we were together like a year and a half, and then she went to college, Syracuse. Ooh. And broke my heart.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, puppy love. What do you do?
And so, yeah.
But then like 2 years later, no.
Right.
I was 17. So when Mental Jewelry came out, no, right before Mental Jewelry came out, our video was on MTV. No, it was when Mental, because we were on tour. So it was 92. Mental Jewelry had come out. We were having some success and we were playing in New York. And somehow we hooked up and she came, she took the train to New York and we had one last romp.
Yes, dude. That's the story every fucking dude wants. Like, so. You know, your heart gets broken and then all of a sudden you become a fucking rock star and you get to hook up with the chick that broke your heart years later. That's the story, dude.
That's a good one.
That's what Howard Stern talks about all the time. He's like, I want to fucking go meet all the girls that fucking wanted nothing to do with me in high school and be like, right. Now? What? Right?
Hey.
Hey. Dude, that's the story. Good for you, man.
Hey, well, you know. Thank you.
Well, hopefully she's not listening, but now would this have been somebody you could have settled down with? Like, is she hot enough for your standards in today's standards? Is this
she still looks really good. I mean, I don't, nice. I'm not in contact with her. I've seen her on Facebook, but she still looks relatively cool. Good to me. She's now 50. She's a year older than me. So 55.
So she's like 20 years older than we want. I got you.
Exactly. We gotta dip down into the 30s here.
That'd be sweet, dude, if you could just, like, you know, your wife hits fucking 60 and you're like, oh, let me just hit the button. She goes back 20 years. Boom. You don't need to stray, man.
Hey, there you go. Exactly. You need a youth pill.
Dude, I just invented something, bro. So you, a vagina insert. So like when your wife's vag is all stretched and nasty, you've been banging the same thing for so long, you insert this other thing and it feels like a new vagina, bro. We just invented.
Yes.
The Gracious Vagina. We're selling it on our site.
All right, let's get it up.
Come on, let's get it up, literally.
Get it up.
No blue chews involved, man. Let's skip Bobby on here for a second because he wanted to share something, but I got so much more fun stuff for us, Chad. But let's see what the fuck Bobby wanted to share back in the Dizay. I guess I got to turn him on somehow. Ah, yes. Bobby, what did you want to share while I was having such good convo with the man, the myth, the legend?
I just wanted to share. Can you hear me, guys?
He's ghostly. Yeah, we can hear you, but you're ghostly.
I wanted to share Gavin Newsom's his house. Did you know this about his?
Oh yeah, he bought a $9 million house. What about it, though?
No, this is something different. Hold on one second.
And it's new scum. Gavin Newsom, I heard, is the new.
Yeah, this is his mansion.
All right, let's see.
You guys see it? Eh?
Get
there's all the water.
That's hysterical, bro.
That's crazy.
Yeah, there's a big water park at his mansion, but you know, there's no water in the Palisades Reservoir. Fuck it. It's all in there.
I shut Bobby off. But thank you for that, Bobby. What else? Dude, I had so much fun stuff for us, dude. I've been thinking about this show for a minute and all the fun jazz we could do. Tupac Gay video, dude. I'm really
you're obsessed with that.
I'm obsessed with that. Here was another thing. Speaking of sexual things, back in the day, we might have spoken about this before, but you had to use your imagination to fucking spank one off and jerk off or put on the scrambled Playboy channel.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully see
in there.
Kids today, dude, they have so much access to fucking porn. Like, I don't know if I would leave my room and actually explore women. Cause back then when we had to do all this and use imagination and put on the Playboy channel, I could get up to 8 times a day, you know, when I was fucking, when I was on him. So now if I actually had fucking real pornographic material, what?
God. Yeah. Fucking your dick would be a fucking raw piece of meat.
raw. Do you remember, like, we didn't have porn though? Like, so I worked at a sub shop that was connected to a Quick Stop. And I didn't realize this for months, but they throw out all the old magazines once the month is over. Dude, once they're throwing out all the old Playboys and fucking Hustlers. We figured that out, bro, and it was game changer. This was in like 98. So it's like there wasn't fucking porn on the internet, you know? Like this was it.
Yeah, Patrick worked at a bookstore when we were teenagers. And so he would have the pornos. He'd bring them. We were like, "Oh shit, look at this."
But how crazy that, like, you needed to be like talking openly about your porn. Like, you had to share porn with your friends. It wasn't like,
I mean, it was fucking hilarious.
The good old days.
The good old days. Did you ever sit in a room with your buddies and watch a porn?
Yes. Speaking of,
we did that one time. We're like, what the fuck are we doing? This is ridiculous.
Yep. The first time, here's
far away from each other, by the way. We're like, seats like 4 feet between us.
Yes. Well, this is how you know you're not gay, because this is real stuff that men did back in the day. The first time because I spanked my monkey a couple times without actually coming to fruition, if you know what I'm saying. Like, I was just figuring it out. I'm like, oh, again, people were talking about jerking off. So I'm like, I'm going to try this. So my cousin, who was a year older than me, His parents were my aunt and uncles. They didn't give a shit about him at all. So it was like, they would fuck at 3 o'clock in the morning. We could like leave the house, go and do whatever. So he fucking rents the Playboy channel one night at like 2 o'clock in the morning. He's back on the couch. I'm laying on the floor. We got the Playboy channel on and we're both fucking cranking our things, spanking it. And then all of a sudden, dude, I fucking busted one. I was like, what the f-? And when it first happened, I was like, whoa, this is crazy. It hurt for a second. Then it felt great. I was like, yo, this is wacky tabacky. And then once I realized what happened, I'm like, oh shit. Now I'm full with stuff on me. I had to run to the bathroom and fucking clean up. But then it was game on, dude. I was like, so that's the point.
Game on.
Yes. I was like, so that's the point of this. Like there's an end game to it. And once I figured out the end game, I'm like, this is great, dude. Why would anybody want to do anything else? And I was very sexual from that point on, but that was good. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I think I was a little unusual because I didn't jack off until after I had sex. It didn't even occur.
Wow.
Had wet dreams and stuff, but I didn't jack off until after that first girlfriend. It's like, what the fuck?
I wonder. And
that's very unusual.
Well, I wonder.
Can imagine.
Because, so we were very unusual. My fifth grade class, so check this out. This is why my class was unusual. Bobby could attest to this. Because we were in the same grade. When fifth through eighth grade was a separate school. So K through fourth was one school, and then you went fifth through eighth to another school. So in fifth grade, we get there, it's a brand new school. And the seventh grade chicks like started to think I was attractive and wanted to hook up with me. So I start dating the seventh grade chick, dude, in fifth grade.
Damn.
Okay. Making out with her tongue. Boobs and fingering, dude, in fifth grade.
What?
Yes.
Damn.
So, okay. Chad, check this out, dude. So, and again, fifth grade, I'm like, this is great, dude. Like, I still didn't bust. I didn't bust till seventh grade. Okay.
Okay.
Anyway,
not even wet dream?
No. So, I physically wasn't able to because, again, I was doing all this. Plus, I was trying to smack my monkey. I just wasn't able to bust until seventh grade. I don't think you physically can. Maybe.
Oh, maybe, yeah. You just
like puberty thing or something. Right. I don't know. So, again, fifth grade, this is all going on. And, like, now other people in fifth grade, like, now the fifth grade girls want to know what I'm doing. So, now I'm making out with other fifth grade girls. So, my fifth grade class just became sexual out of, like, nowhere. Like, it shouldn't have happened. We were fucking young.
Jesus Christ.
Once I got to seventh grade, I looked at the fifth grade. I was like, oh, my God, they're little kids. Like, what the fuck is going on? Like, what was going on from that to here?
But yeah.
I loved it because I was the guy. Yeah. Older chick.
Jesus Christ. That's like a statutory rape fucking conundrum right there. But not really because you're not old enough to be...
Right, right.
I
wasn't pressing charges. Yeah, I'll put it that way. My mother. So this is how crazy the story gets, dude. So fifth grade, on my bike after school. This chick lived a couple blocks away from me. Ride my bike to her house on her front porch, making out, bro. Hand up the fucking shirt on her front porch.
My
mother drives by. See
shit.
You want to. Immediately, Johnny, what the fuck are you doing? What the, you? Who is that you're making? I'm like, oh my god. She's like, get home now. I'm like, I got my bike. She's like, throw it in the fucking trunk. I'm like, oh shit. She didn't even let me drive my bike home, bro. She made me put the bike in the trunk, get in the car. She's fucking so pissed, dude. So,
I'd be pissed too.
She calls the school. So we all had. Fourth period was fucking lunch for the entire school.
Mm-hmm.
She now had it. There was no longer fourth period lunch for the whole school. Fourth period was lunch for the fifth and sixth graders. Fifth period was lunch for the seventh and eighth graders. But this, she got the school separated because.
Wow.
Yes, dude. That's how serious this shit was.
The power of a mama. There you go.
But here's the deal. Now, all that made me do was figure out how to make out with this chick even sneakier because now we don't have lunch together.
Now you don't do it on the front porch. You do it on the back porch.
Right. So there was like really, there was no way that my mother could have won in that situation. But it also like, it made me go, because I was doing it no matter what. So her trying to stop me wasn't going to happen. And then I just had to learn how to do shit shady, you know? So she
right.
But dude, that's crazy. I was like, yo, she separate, like got the school's format changed on how
that's great. That's wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now she'd have to go to the fucking school board and they'd be like, oh, no, don't worry about it.
Yeah. Does your son think he's a cat and want to shit in a litter box? No. Okay. He's fine. Don't worry about it.
Well, no, they'd encourage that. But if you
right, right.
As long our school was, our school was 1 through 5 and then 6 through 8. And that's how it is here in where my kids go to school. And then, you know, 9 through 12.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah. That's, I think that's the fifth, having the fifth graders mixed with 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. Just, I don't know. That's, I think they're too young to do that. Just like with your prime example, it's like,
yeah.
Should fifth graders really be interacting with 6th and especially 7th graders or 8th graders? But whatever.
Yeah. I mean,
not mine.
Yeah. Again, me either. But normally that's
good for you, though.
100%. 100%. But that was the thing, dude. So from an early age, bro, I was just in it with the women from young. So it's like I was just always hanging and hooking up with chicks from a young age. So it's like I just had a good rapport with them. And it helped me, you know, later in life to be this ladies' man that you see
here. Hey, hey.
No, I'm just kidding. But it just, I always had an easy way to, you know, talking to girls.
Yeah. So my buddy, one of my good friends, his older brother was the guy banging the teacher in high school.
Yes.
And he was the fucking hero. He was the hero of the fucking school. And it was like this hot teacher. And he was the fucking hero of the school.
So wait, people knew and nobody
got something?
Wow.
Nope. Not in this situation. Somehow.
Wow. Fast forward fucking 30 years, that teacher, the girl teacher, would be in jail or
talking. Well, as she should be, but yeah.
But do you think as she should be, dude? Because I remember in high school, and this is no joke.
Yeah.
My senior year, I had to go to a different high school. It's a long story. I'll get into that one day, but it's just too long to get into right now. Anyway, I go to a different school, and I swear that the senior year English teacher had a thing for me, bro. So check this out. So she gives me detention one day. So I come after school to get detention. She goes, go down to the gym room and get into your gym clothes. I'm like, what? So I have to go down to the locker room and get into a t-shirt and fucking gym shorts and go back up to the room. And she's like, all right, now give me 50 jumping jacks. I'm like, okay, fucking 50 jumping jacks. 50 push-ups. Okay. She puts me through a rigmarole, dude, just fucking doing physical stuff. I'm like, this
was it the little short shorts from the gym?
You know it, bro. The only way
ball
to
win. Hangers.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, bro.
She's waiting for your sack to fall out.
100%. But as it's going on, like, yo, this bitch is watching me fucking get worked up here. I'm sweating. She's liking this shit. And she was hot, dude. Her name is Miss Satin. I'm going to call her out. I don't care because it's the truth. Miss Satin, I know your name, girl. Anyway, so the whole time, like, I think I can hook up with this chick. So I don't push the envelope, but fast forward years later, I'm telling my now ex-wife about this. I'm going to her, my ex-wife's reunion, her like 10-year fucking high school reunion. And I'm like, yo, that's Miss Satin. I'm like, yo, this teacher fucking used to want me, bro. She used to have me do detention, fucking do, you know, push-ups and all this stuff. She's like, yeah, okay, blah, blah. As we're leaving, Miss Satin fucking finds me and comes over and fucking kisses me tongue on the mouth.
Ooh.
Yeah, dude. And I'm like, what the fuck? Hug her goodbye. And then my ex-wife sees, I'm like, I told you. She's like, that fucking bitch, blah, 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 blah. But dude, so she wanted me. I could have hooked up with her in high school. And then, you know, when I had the opportunity to do it again, I was seeing my ex at the time, but I could have been one of those kids that.
Interesting.
And my point of starting that story was it wouldn't have been fair if she got in trouble for it because I would have been all about it. Like, in other words, if she hooked up with me when I was doing detention,
right,
I would have been all about it, dude. And then if she got in trouble for it, that wouldn't have been right in my mind.
No. Yeah, I mean, it's you know, it's a perceived power dynamic because she is the authority and you are underage.
Right.
So which that's
for guy to girl, I get. But for girl to guy, there it's not that power struggle, dude. Like, I was all about it. I'm like, should I make a move? You know what I'm saying? Like, the other way, it's creepy. If you're a guy hitting on a fucking younger girl, like there's a physical thing that makes it creepy. You're physically bigger and stronger, and there could be like some kind of intimidation factor there.
Right.
You know, when you're a fucking hot female hitting on a fucking 16-year-old who's fucking dick gets hard when the wind blows a little differently. Like, it's not the same thing then.
Right. Well,
I don't know.
It's
yeah.
It's an interesting conundrum.
So basically what I'm saying is, if I have a fucking boy, I want him to be molested by his teacher. That's a hot, hot girl teacher. But yeah, anywho, just thought I'd bring that up. So Noah, so just your boy had the teacher, and does he talk to her today? Like, did they?
I don't think so. No, it was my boy's older brother, but yeah, I don't think they kept in contact.
I forget, was she hot?
Like, I don't know. I never saw a picture of it. Man, apparently she was. She was a hot teacher in school. So yeah.
Okay. Yeah, now fucking she'd be in trouble, or at least spoken about. I always wondered, like, do anything come about? You know, the guy teachers always get in mad trouble, but I always hear like, oh, the girl's going to go to court. And then I never like hear the ending. Like, do they go to jail?
They put some of them in jail. It was that famous, what the hell was their name? It was a little Filipino kid, and the hot teacher. What the hell were their names? She went to jail, and like, they had a kid, and he fucking would visit her, and they were like, when he was not supposed to be visiting her, he would. What the hell were their names? It was a very famous case. It's like one of the first big deal fucking hot, you know, young teacher hooking up with a high school kid. I can't remember their names. Anyway,
Bobby should know it, but of course not.
I think they tried to get married or something afterwards, and
really
worked out. Yeah.
Chad, I'm going to play a song for you, and then once I do it and tell you what happened to the lead singer, you're going to be like, well, duh. Of course that happened.
Laterno. See, someone's got it.
Bobby? Go Bobby.
Daphne Lynn says Laterno. Yeah, what was her first name?
All right, I'm going to play this for you real quick, Chad, and then you're going to know. When I tell you what happened to the lead singer, you'll be like, duh, of course. Mm. You guys do hear this, right?
Prodigy. Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay, hold on. All right, I had to fast forward that a little bit just to get to that. Could you ever imagine that the guy who made that song committed suicide?
I heard that he committed suicide. Yeah.
And once I heard that he did that, I'm like, of course he did, bro. If that song is stuck inside your head, of course you're going to fucking commit suicide, bro. Like,
get it out.
Right. But like, if you hear that shit going on in your brain, something must be wrong, dude. Like,
yeah, true.
You know?
Yeah. Okay. So Daphne Lynn says Mary Jo Laterno is the, do you recognize that name?
Laterno, but I'm thinking maybe I do only because of Paterno, that fucking creep from Penn State. He wasn't the creep. It was like the other guy.
Paterno wasn't the creep. Yeah. He was, yeah. Papa Joe was not the creep, but
he might have known. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, but Laterno. No, but I do. You're right. Yes, that was the teacher. Yes.
Yes, that was the teacher. That's the teacher. And then the hell was the boy's name? Anyway, they got married apparently.
And yet that bitch had to do jail time. Mm-hmm. All right, let's because this has just been a fun show, but let's bring in Bobby for Bobby's World and get back to it, and then we'll get him off chat. We'll discuss whatever else we got to talk about. And show has been
got a choir. Are they going to sing for us?
No, you see this background picture? This is our fifth grade picture, actually.
Ah, that's funny.
How funny is that?
This is our fifth grade. I am somewhere. I'm over. I don't even know where I am.
Instead of making it your background, dude, why don't you share it as a window so we could actually see the picture?
Let me do that.
We're gonna have a little contest. Pick out Bobby.
Yeah, and I was just gonna say, why would Bobby do anything easy for us? You know what I'm saying? This is Bobby's MO.
He puts it as background.
Yeah,
I'm right.
You see me right? Wait, my head's in the way. Oh, he's the best, dude.
Bobby.
Now, as you haven't, let's turn it back on. And see what's up, Bobby. Can you share this?
Yeah, I'm bringing it up. Hold on 1 second.
I like the barcode thing, the fucking QR code. I just noticed that.
Yeah, sweet. Buddy. If you scan it, it brings you to the gracious website.
Let's see if it works.
It should.
Got to get close enough.
Yep. That's what she said. Did she?
That works.
Yes.
Sweet. QR code, people.
There we are. All right, so. Yes,
Jason, I do remember Mr. Doak for sure.
Let me see. I see Bobby. So, yep.
I think you have an advantage. You know what he looked like.
That's true. Do you see me, Chad? I'm in here, too.
You're in here? No shit. Oh, man.
And I'm the coolest person here because I'm wearing a fucking awesome rock t-shirt.
My eyes are not great.
All right, well, let me point out Bobby. Anyway. Let me point out Bobby first. So, Bobby's in this middle row. So, look, 1, 2, 3 up. Right,
Bobby's one of the black kids.
Yes. Bobby's the Asian kid.
The Asian kid.
No, but you see the striped chick all the way to the left. The striped shirt, all the way to the left.
All the way to your left or
the screen's left. Yeah. So if you're looking at the screen.
Okay.
The striped shirt. Yeah.
That's Bobby right there with the black. You with the black t-shirt.
That's me with the black t-shirt. Hold on. Go to the striped shirt and then go count her. And then the person behind her is 2. And then that green shirt is 3. And then Bobby's right to the right of the green shirt.
Okay.
You see?
There he is. I think so. Yes.
Yep.
I think I'm looking at the right person.
Bobby, use your mouse and circle your head. You see him, Chad?
Oh, he's there. Okay. Got it. Yes.
Yep. Now, Bobby, use your mouse and circle me. Boom, that's me. Mm-hmm. And I got a door shirt on, Chad. You see that?
Is that what it is? The door? Oh, I can cut. Yeah, I can see Jim Morrison. There you go. Okay.
Yep. Now, do you want to?
That's funny.
If you want, I can go through and tell you all the chicks I hooked up with in this class. And there's a lot, dude. You are all whores, by the way. And
I thank you. Did you go to Catholic school? What the hell?
I did for high school, but not for grade school.
We were always trying to hook up with the Catholic school girls.
Yeah, baby. Dude, I have a joke about that on stage. I said, you know, my parents sent me to a Catholic school because, you know, they wanted me to have, I forget how I word it, but basically, less drugs. And I'm like, I got fucking laid and stoned my first week. There's more to it, but basically the gist. Bobby, I guarantee nothing. What do we got for Bobby's World?
Oh, I have that. I have that program I wanted to show you. Yes.
Talk to
us. This is it's called Alchemist AI. Are you still seeing my screen when I switch?
No, I stopped the share.
All right, hold on. Let me reshare.
Top of his head is flickering.
All right.
When you go to share, you could click. There's like 3 tabs at the top. It should say like Safari tab, window, entire screen. You see that?
I just shared it. Hold on.
I was just making sure you're sharing the right thing that you want to share.
Yeah. Here we go. This is the can you hear me?
Yes.
Yep.
All right. This is the website for them. Alchemist AI is the name of the program. It allows you to pretty much write any app or game you want using just standardized code. This was my admission, you know, for a prize. They're giving prize money away. This is a game that I wrote.
Oh, cool. Wow.
It's only showing the Twitter window. So if you're
really clicking up, all right, hold on. Let me do this. Let me fix this. Uh,
And here we are.
Yep.
This is how can I say this is what
you see it?
Yeah.
Yes.
I see a YouTube, right?
Ingenious.
Yeah.
Box. Like actually a utility is that you could see.
Watch how fast I can make this game.
It's crazy. It's a beautiful program. Like it's a genius level of
who are you talking to?
It's so simple yet so amazing. Look. Look how easy.
Wait a second. Hold on. Pause this a second, Bobby.
This I'm talking to the creators because this is a submission. It's a submission.
Fucking his. Pause that a second, dude. You are hysterical, bro. First of all, you sound Zoot Suit Riot on there, bro. I want to know what you're on and can I have some? Because wow,
I was half asleep.
You smell like you're half asleep with a couple penises in your mouth. Holy testicle, Tuesday. All right, let's hear what else you got here, Bobby.
Hey, what?
Something like Texas. I'm so sad.
Do you have to write code into this, or what are you writing? I don't
know. No, it's just text.
Okay.
Watch. Set me up a basic two-player. Watch.
Dude, you could have fucking fast-forwarded this video, bro. And
all right. You know what? Let me fast-forward a little bit.
Yeah, like so. No, yeah, get to what you want this whole thing to say, and then pause it. We'll read it, and we'll see what it.
All right.
Listening to you fucking type is not doing it for me.
Thursday, sir.
All right, let me get to the end.
And then I said, make a son. And
I tell you, that typing class that I took in high school, I fucking hated. comes in handy now.
I wish, dude. I'm a two-finger...
All right, I'm going to pause it so you could read what the instructions were.
All right.
So
I'm going to read it. Set me up a basic two-player Texas Hold'em poker game. Each player gets two cards. They keep the cards throughout the game. There are three cards dealt. Then there is a bet on those three cards. There is next card, one card dealt. There is another bet between the two players. There is a third card dealt and a final. Bet to either. Okay, so you're describing Texas Hold'em, just kind of verbatim.
Yeah. All right. Now look, this is what it takes a little bit. It takes a second to come up with the code.
Right.
Let me fast forward to that.
I see.
All right. So now it's loading.
Yeah.
This is it. That's doing the large language model to do the programming.
And what's it doing? Creating an app icon too.
Yeah, it creates a little icon. You could change it, though. You could change it.
All right, so I saw you get... Pause it a second, because I got a question. So I saw you give I saw you give basic commands to how the game would function.
Yeah.
Where is it drawing...
Watch. It basically, the AI is able to put the game together itself. It doesn't even...
Just based on that text.
Right.
Based on the text.
I understand that, but I'm saying, where is it pulling graphics from? Like, can you get deep into it and say, okay, now
if you wanted to, yeah. You could make your own graphics.
Usually helps if I finish the question before you answer it.
All right.
just FYI. So in other words, say this makes this Texas Hold'em game and it creates graphics and you don't like, let's say, the felt on the table. Can you say, all right, this game is good, but now that felt, I want it to be a picture of Chad Gracie's beautiful face.
Absolutely. You could change all that.
Just like
all
that.
This is just basic.
Chad.
This is as basic as it gets.
Yeah. All right.
Still working.
All right. Now it's done. All right. Yeah, let's load up the game.
Dude. I could have fucking built 9 games already, bro, and beat them all.
Okay, so this is basically...
Magic penis game.
Okay. Sorry. So there's really no graphics. It's really just fucking...
No,
like,
watch.
Yeah.
Goddamn watch.
I have no patience.
See, it has deal. See how it's stealing the cars?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, where is it grabbing parameters from, though, Bobby? So pause it again. So with the way you described it, so it knows what a deck of cards is, because what if I describe a deck of cards as a fucking set of cards that has 60 cards in it?
And you would just have to manually name each other card. It's using the basic parameters of things that are in our, you know, known reality, you know.
Cool.
Mm.
But this is actually an agent, an AI agent. You could buy. It's a crypto AI agent called Alchemist AI.
Right.
I bought like a couple grand worth, and it's been going up. It's been going up, and it's gonna keep going up. I mean, this is a serious pro. Here's a 3D bowling game.
I stopped your share. Let me turn it back on.
This is one of those things that will fucking blow up because all these kids will be using it, making fucking crazy games.
Is it sharing now?
Yeah. Well,
it's sharing your game still.
Is it? Hold on. Let me share the bowling game.
There you go.
Yes.
All right. Let's see now.
All right. So we reset the pins. Go ball. It also has 3D. You can work in 3D. You can also add a score counter. Everything.
So
the pins are set up backwards.
Now, Bobby, what do you like about this? Because it's just the fact that it could create something very basic and code it, and you don't have to. Like, it's just
pretty much. I mean, that's what's amazing about it is that you could do all the coding on the fly without anything, really.
But it just seems like real basic. Like, can you amp it up? So, in other words, like, you know.
Absolutely. You could add your own code too. You could add Python code to it. You know, if you have your ChatGPT, you could use ChatGPT to write code. Look, I wrote these programs in Python here a couple of days ago. These are just simple Python programs for a clock. Let me bring the screen share up for that. Hold on one second.
I'm bored. Anyway. I'll let Bobby bring that up, but you're boring me, Bobby. no more Python. I like you when you're a conspiracy guy.
Python. I don't
Let's
know.
See.
So this
see.
Is a calculator, a scientific calculator in Python. You know, you could create anything you want really with coding, bro. You could create any game, any app. You could create apps that'll buy and sell.
Bobby, so we got like 8 more minutes, Bobby. But get off your coding shit and tell me something I'm interested in. Entertain me, Bobby.
This is a dynamic only people that went to elementary school together could have.
right.
Entertain? All right, let me think. What can I entertain you with?
I don't know. You usually have some videos that blow my mind or something about fucking something. Some conspiracy, something.
Gynecologist that, spreading love. Come on.
Yes.
LA is on fire because it's going to be the next smart city in 2028 for the Olympics.
Bobby, tell me about your first sexual experience, Bobby. No. So LA, there you go. The fires. Talk to me about it. What happened?
It's going to be, it's, that's all because it's going to, they're setting it up for, to be a smart city for the 2028 Olympics.
Really?
That's what I've been hearing. Yes, this is how you hear these little things, and they're like, "Oh no, that's conspiracy theory. It's misinformation." And all of a sudden, it's like, "There it is, fucking real.
Yeah, they're doing the same thing in Maui. They're doing it in Maui. And you notice all the blue roofs and all the blue stuff doesn't burn. It's because the laser is set to a wavelength that doesn't affect blue material.
There's already speculators coming in and offering people money for their houses. And I know this because someone that I know personally talked to somebody at the airport who was sitting at the bar crying because he lost her house. And she said that speculators had all, and this was like last week on like Wednesday or Thursday, some speculators had already come to her and everybody in her neighborhood to buy their fucking land.
Wow.
They also think that there's some tunnels and stuff under LA they were talking about.
Oh, yeah. They were talking about it in relation with Diddy. Fuck yeah. There's all kinds of tunnels, apparently.
Are they the Boeing tunnels? Because Elon Musk was going to. Oh.
Elon the boring, Musk. You mean? Not boring. The boring tunnels? No, not those. Different kind of tunnels. Linking all these crazy mansions in the Beverly Hills and Palisades.
Yep. It might have been spelled boring, but it was pronounced Boeing. So,
oh, sorry.
Okay. Don't ever correct me on live television chat. How dare you?
Are we on TV?
Yeah. Is this thing on? Hello, I'm Tupac.
Hello.
And, I want to blow.
He was a little feminine.
When you spread misinformation, it's called boring, goddammit.
California love. Now that really changes that song, dude. He was talking about.
Oh, my God.
He was wearing fucking pink panties and fucking singing about dudes, bro.
I can't wait till these lists come out. I want the lists. Give me the lists. Come on. It has to be January 20th.
Tupac was gayer than Bobby. What, Bobby?
The Will Smith picture. You saw that?
What, with him blowing Tupac?
No, when he was doing his star, where he was doing the handprints.
Where he was shitting on the star, David. Oh, dude, he looked gay as shit, bro.
Right.
Oh, pull it up, man. See this.
Bobby, pull
it
up.
I didn't see this.
Chad, wait till you see this, dude. Will Smith is fucking bent over putting his hands in the cement, and I'm going to call it cement because that dude is waiting for some semen to come behind him. Yo, it's the best, dude. And he's like fucking hands in there all smile. Oh, it's great, dude. And then you play the Tupac video afterwards, bro, and we made our first gay rapper.
That was the tension. It wasn't Jada Pinkett Smith hooking up with Tupac.
It was Will. Oh, shit.
Will. It's in my Facebook. Hold on. I'm going to have to go to my Facebook.
Dude, watch me pull it up before Bobby.
I have the video of it, so.
Oh, I was just doing picture, bro. You want the picture, bro.
Hold on,
AI search.
I got it.
You got it already? You got it? All right. You got it? All right.
But it's not this'll work. It's not the one I saw was better, but this'll work. Where are you? Oh duh. I'm getting as bad as Bobby here.
Share
window. I'm gonna have to do this. It's gonna look wacky for a second. Yeah. Can you see it? Look at
Oh my God!
This one right
here,
hey!
He's got that back arch and everything. Jesus,
yeah, Christ. Dude, look at him here.
Put the ass down a little bit there, buddy. Jeez.
Deer in headlights over here, bro. He's like, "Come on, Tupac, give it to Big Daddy."
Ooh, that's that arch, Jesus.
Yeah, man. Stop screen sharing. And it's that easy, Bobby. I can't wait till AI is smart enough to replace Bobby. That's really what I'm looking for. Bobby, oh, there he is. Bobby.
I have the internet issues here too today.
My first large language model is going to be called Bobby GPT, and it's going to replace Bobby.
Did you find the picture?
Yeah, where have you been, bro?
You missed it.
Wow.
No, I cut out. I cut out my internet.
You already put it up. We had a discussion about it. Arching the back too much there, Will.
Anyway, Bobby.
Yeah, he was pushing it out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bobby, say goodbye to the audience because we got an early show ending now, and then Chad and I are going to say goodbye. So go ahead. Go ahead, Bobby.
Have a good day, guys. Have a good one. Thank you, everybody, for watching.
Peace in the Middle
East.
Bobby. The one and only Bobby, folks.
Bobby.
I used to call him
Daphne Lynn says, LOL, don't replace Bobby.
Never. Even once we actually do replace him with somebody who works, Bobby will still be here. When we actually have somebody who will do Bobby's job, Bobby will still be here. He will be the show's. Yeah, I'm going to put that up. Daphne, your comment is on the screen. I'm going to give a big shout out to Daphne too, by the way. She's awesome. She's been with us from the beginning.
What's up, Daphne?
Thank you for being here.
We appreciate it.
And she's trekking in all the way from Shit Town. I believe she's from Shit Town.
Oh, she's from York?
Okay. Yeah. So.
A fellow Shit Towner. Yes.
What else? By the way, so a lot of fun stuff coming up. We are having future guests. We're just being a little choosier with our guests. We're going to do some fun stuff, Chad. I've been thinking I want to get a prostitute on here. I want to get a fucking firefighter. I want to get a fucking, a mechanic, like people that fucking have some jobs and I want to know, all about whether it's prostitution, fucking drug dealers, all that shit. All
walks. Hey, man, well, fuck it. Why not? Let's get some cartel members on here.
Yes. Yes, dude. 100%. 100%. But yeah, we got fun stuff planned. The show's only going to get better and better and better. And get ready, 2025. We're coming for you. Peace. Mm-hmm. Let me end this somehow.
Bye, everyone. We'll see you next week.